咁我选读经文系取自彼得前书第一章一至二节，同埋第二章嘅九至十二节。
Let us read the scripture, which is in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, and then chapter 2, verses 4 to 9.
我哋要一齐读。
Let us read together.
耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散在本都、加拉太、加巴多加、亚细亚、披腿尼寄居的，就是照父神的先见被拣选，藉着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，有蒙他的血所洒的人，愿因为平安多多的加给你们。唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣灵的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那照你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却作了神的子民；从前未曾蒙怜悯，现在却蒙了怜恤。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的。我愿你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂争战的。你们在外邦人中，应当品行端正，叫那些毁谤你们的是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，便在监察的日子归荣耀给神。
Let us read together. This letter is from Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ. I am writing to God's chosen people who are living as foreigners in the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. God the Father knew you and chose you long ago.And his spirit has made you holy. As a result, you have obeyed him and have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. May God give you more and more grace and peace. But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God.For he called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you had no identity as a people, now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy, now you have received God's mercy. Dear friends, I warn you as temporary residents and foreigners to keep away from worldly desires that wage war against your very soul.Be careful to live properly among your unbelieving neighbors. Then even if they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your honorable behavior and they will give honor to God when he judges the world.
题目是为正道，题目是欢喜地跟随耶稣流亡。
The message by Pastor Wilson Chang this morning is following Jesus as joyful exile.
Morning.
大家早晨。
You know, you can't understand what it means to live the Christian life, as we learned last time, without the new birth.
我上个礼拜学过就是说我们基督徒的不可以有明白怎样叫基督徒的生命，除非我们是有个新的生命。
And we took a careful look last time at 1 Peter 1 verses 3 through 12.
我上个礼拜睇到就系话喺个彼得前书嘅第一章嘅三至十二节。
But there's another important theme that you just read from the text that you just read that is also needed for the Christian life.
有啊，刚才啱啱所睇嘅就读嘅，我哋就学到一样嘢，就系话咩叫做有个我需要乜嘢喺个基督徒嘅生命咧
？And that's what we'll explain today. We follow Jesus.As joyful exiles.
So, 今天我们会学的就是说什么叫做我们跟随耶稣的人就好像一个流亡的生活。
Again, I'll explain that in a moment.
跟着我们会去讲解。
But let's look at two of these basic themes in scripture. We saw again last time the new birth and now living as exiles under two headings.
我们会跟着去看有两大点就是说上一部分就是说我们怎样去有一个基督徒的生命就是一定有个新的生命一个新的开始。第二就是说我们要学习什么叫流亡的生命。
First, let's look at the test which we all can take, whether or not we're living as exiles.
当我们活出这个流亡的生命的时候，跟随耶稣，我们要经验过一个试验。
Again, most of this message will be based on that.
今天我所看的经文就是会讲解这件事。
And the second heading is this. Then what's the power? What's the power in which we can do that? Live as exiles.
而第二点我们看就是说，我们若然去过着这个流亡的生活的时候，我们靠着一个什么能力去做到呢？
Okay, so what do we mean? What do we mean by living as exiles in the Christian life?
咁就话我哋会睇就话，我过咗一个基督徒嘅生命，咩叫做过咗一个流亡嘅生命咧？
Well, first let me point out what the text says. Verse 1, let me read from the NIV. To God's elect, exiles scattered throughout the provinces, and then he lists the provinces.
就喺经文上，头先大家睇过就系第一节嗰讲就话。他说耶稣基督的使徒彼得，他说写信给那分散在那些地方，就是分散在那些地方。
Now you read the New Living Translation, which is also a very good translation, and there it says foreigners.
咁喺唔同嘅解经嘅译本入边讲到话，佢哋嗰班嘅流亡或者系个外邦嘅出边嘅流浪嘅人。
But I want you to notice from verse 1, he's talking to all the people he's writing to.
但是看第一節嗰度講就話當時彼得就係寫俾當時一班全部嘅基督徒。
And who is Peter writing to in First and Second Peter？
咁彼得佢係其實寫俾邊一啲嘅基督徒咧
？Christians， he's writing to believers。
彼得係寫俾一班嘅信徒。
And interesting enough， the word scattered there in verse 1 is that Greek word diaspora。
咁彼得佢所讲嘅话写俾呢班分散咗嘅基督徒，用呢个嘅希腊嘅文字。
And you might remember in a high school history, world history class about the diaspora. That's the word that's usually used for the Jews that aren't living in their homeland.
入边当中佢所讲嘅字眼，呢班分散咗嘅人就代表咗，譬如话一班嘅犹太人，佢哋系唔系住喺佢哋自己嘅本都。
And Peter applies that truth.To Christians.
而彼得就是用了这个字眼去形容这一班的基督徒。
He's basically saying, we Christians are all exiles.
彼得所说的就是我们全部这班的基督徒，我们全部基督徒，我们都是其实是流亡的。
And then I have this on slide too. If you scoot down to the first part of verse 11 of our text.
那我们再看看下一节里面所说的说话。
Again, Peter says, Dear friends, I urge you, as foreigners and exiles. You can't miss what he's saying.
彼得他怎么说，对着这班基督徒，他说亲爱的弟兄，你们是客旅，是寄居的。
Christians, you and me, are to live our lives as exiles.
我作为基督徒，你同我其实系过住一个好似流亡嘅生活。
Now, just like in many cases, you know, you always lose something in translation, right?
当我哋睇翻唔同嘅译本嘅时候，好多时间都可能会有些少嘅漏洞。
And that Greek word used here, as often as it can't be completely conveyed in one English word.
咁入边嘅当中嘅希腊版本，佢用翻英文嚟译嘅时候，唔系好完全嘅讲解到嘅意思。
Now, the word exile isn't a bad translation. I think the NIV does a good job.
咁呢个嘅译本其实佢讲到话，呢班嘅被放逐嘅人，其实都讲嘅差唔多。
But that's the reason I picked the New Living Translation, because you can see there's a variation. Foreigner, it says. And if you look at other translations, there are other ideas relatively the same.
但系睇唔同嘅译本嘅时候，其实都系差唔多，但系都系讲紧一个流亡。放逐出去的意思。
See, the problem with translating exile, it's too general.
但当时其实他讲的流亡的意思好像又太普通简单。
You know, when you hear exile, you know, like in the news, like the Shah of Iran in the late 70s was in exile, right? He had cancer, he was losing control of Iran, and the Ayatollah Khomeini was outside of the country gaining power,The Shah left in exile.
啊，就係話當時你，譬如話你諗翻起1970幾年嘅時候，啊，當時伊朗嘅政府，因為咧個推翻嘅時候，伊朗自己本身嘅總統佢自己咧就流亡走咗去。
Right, you know what that means, right? If you see that word in the news.
啊，咁你睇我哋睇到就話喺個新聞睇到話依一個嘅總統本身嘅伊朗嘅總統去流亡去逃亡走咗。
Being in exile.In our understanding, as we read the news, is somebody's trying to get away, or else they're going to be put in prison in their own country, right?
啊，流亡或者逃亡，意思即系话咧，有人佢唔走嘅时候，佢俾当地政府捉咗咧，佢哋会咧就会捉咗佢去坐监。
And so they run away, they run, they flee for their lives, right, to another country.
所以流亡逃亡嘅时候，佢哋要走要逃亡，如果唔系捉到咧，就要被坐监啦。
Then we say that person's in exile.
咁我就话嗰个人佢就喺逃亡或者流亡嘅意思。
But that's not probably the best way to understand this word that's being translated here, exile.
但系若然系咁样了解嘅时候，唔系好完全嘅去讲解到其实呢个基督徒嘅生命系点解。
I think a better translation of parapodemos is resident alien.
咁另一個睇法就係話，我哋試下形容呢個嘅放逐嘅生命，就好似一個我哋住喺一個成為一個外籍嘅居民。
Now some of you know better than I what a resident alien is。
啊，咁我哋在座當中可能有啲人咧更加會清楚咩叫個外籍居民。
You know, on the one hand, a resident alien is not a tourist, right？
啊，一個居民即意思就話佢唔係一個嚟旅行嘅。
You're in another country.A country you're not a citizen of, you're not a tourist, right? You're a resident.
啊，你係依個地方嘅居民嚇，但你未係成為依度嘅嘅公民。
That means you live here, at least temporarily. You live here.
意思即係話咧，你係暫時住喺依個國家。
You're here on a passport, on a visa, or what we call the United States a green card.
啊，你可能係因為隨住一個護照或者簽證嚟到依個國家去居住。啊，譬如美國嘅意思就話你有住呢個嘅綠卡。
But a green card holder is part of the society you're presently living in, right？
啊，你攞住綠卡嘅，即係話咧，你喺美國就係呢個外籍居民住喺美國嘅人嘅意思。
You are a functioning part of the society you're temporarily living in。
啊，咁你咧就成為呢個國家，你就喺美國入邊嘅社會入邊嘅一份子。
Right？ Maybe your company。The company that gave you your job is sponsoring you.
啊，或者係你做工嘅地方，嗰個工作嘅地方去申請你成為一個居民。
Or maybe your relative is sponsoring you, so you're studying so to get a future job.
啊，或者係你嘅公司或者你嘅親戚去申請你成為依度嘅公民。
And so you have a function. You're here. You're a resident, and you have to somehow learn the language.
啊，就话你喺呢个美国嘅地方嘅居民，你会学习呢度嘅言语，去喺个地方入边可以有成功。
Because you're not a tourist, right? What is a tourist？
啊，所以咧，你与人喺个居民嘅时候，你唔系一个嘅旅客，唔系一个嚟旅行嘅意思。
A tourist might have to rely on someone who knows the language to take them around, right？
啊，若然你系一个嚟旅行嘅时候咧，咁你就可能你唔识呢度当地嘅言语，你需要人哋去帮你翻译。
My dad, when he was alive, he had a good friend who had a son that my dad really looked after when he came to the United States.
好似牧師以前佢個爸爸有個朋友嘅仔啊嚟到美國，咁咧就幫助佢喺美國呢度嘅生活。
And so Lincoln was his name. He was very grateful to my dad, so he invited me when I was probably graduating either high school or college. I don't quite remember to London, England, and Paris, France.
啊，咁咧就咧，佢個朋友就好多謝牧師爸爸，所以就邀請咗牧師一齊去唔同嘅地方。
But as you know, if you've traveled to France, if you don't know French, man, the French give you a hard time. They don't like you.
啊，咁佢哋一齊咧就去到呢個法國，但你亦知道咧，原來你去法國唔識講法文嘅就係好麻煩嘅。
And so Lincoln had another friend, Kevin Chang, who was there, and he spoke fluent French.
啊，咁佢哋嘅朋友咧，其中一個另一個朋友咧，就識講完全係好流利嘅講法文嘅喎。
That's what a tourist is, right? I was a tourist. I didn't know French. I needed Kevin Chang to speak for me.
係啦，咁所以咧，牧師就去到法國嘅時候，佢唔可以講法文，需要靠一啲嘅人，靠佢嘅朋友能夠講法文嘅，幫佢翻譯去旅行。
because I was not really part of the community.
因为牧师在当地法国当中不是在当地的当地的人。
I'm just there to see the Louvre, right? The Mona Lisa. I'm just there to see the Ivory Tower.
因为牧师就是去法国就去看个艺术看不同的展览。
On the other hand, in contrast, a resident alien has to know at least something about the culture, something about the language that you're residing in.
但若然你是成为当地的外籍居民，你住在那个地方，你需要学习一些语言，在当地的语言才能够生活。
Because you're living amongst people, different types of people, your neighbors.
因为你住在那个地方，有你不同的邻居，你需要跟他们沟通。
And they are in some type of relationship to you.
因为他们跟你沟通，他们跟你开始有这个有关系。
I hope you understand that. You're residents, not tourists, but you're still not citizens.
所以记得就说你是当地的居民，但你不是，但你始终不是一个当地的公民。
Your citizenship is where? Your home country, right?
你是公民在哪里？你的公民是本于你自己在哪里的出世的地方。
You haven't fully assimilated into your temporary residence.
你未完全的去改变。
You haven't given up your citizenship.
你未去放弃你自己本身你自己出世国家的公民的身份。
You don't share some of the values of this new community you're trying to live in.
你就算在那里居住的时候新的地方居住都不会说完全的改变。
You don't share all of their customs.
你没有完全的去明白他们 的生活方法。
Or to put it simply, you're still different, right? Because since you're not a citizen, you've chosen not to be a citizen this time.
所以话就完，你未系真系完全喺当地地方嘅公民嘅时候，你始终你嘅生活喺当地地方系有唔同。
And so you don't enjoy all the privileges of a full citizen.
咁当然嘅就系话你唔会接受到成为一个完全嘅公民嘅得益。
Because at that moment, you've thought things out and you said,Well, green card is good enough, right? I might not be here forever.
有些人会觉得就说，是，我有个绿卡，我有住这个的本地居，我们可以作为一个居民，都不错。
That's the specific word that Peter is using for Christians, resident aliens.
彼得就是用这个字眼去讲解，去形容当地的基督徒，他们一个本，他们一个的外籍的居民。
That means we're not tourists. We are engaged.Engaged into the community.
我哋呢班嘅基督徒，我哋呢班系一个外籍嘅居民，我哋唔系一班嘅旅客，我哋唔系当地嘅人。
On the other hand, we're not citizens.
就话我哋唔系呢度当地嘅公民。
Our citizenship as a follower of Jesus Christ is in heaven.
我作为基督徒嘅，我哋公民嘅身份，我哋系属于天堂嘅。
Yet right now, we are residents here. We are engaged.To love our neighbors.
所以就话我哋系一个有个天堂嘅公民嘅身份，但我哋喺个地上，我哋系一个外籍嘅居民嘅身份。
And that's the balance. Do you see the balance that you have to manage in your life?
你睇唔到呢个就系我哋作为基督徒，我哋需要去平衡我哋嘅生命、我哋嘅身份嘅时间。
So what are the implications of Peter calling us resident aliens, us Christians?
所以我哋作为基督徒嘅，我哋话成为呢个地上嘅居民嘅意思系乜嘢咧？
Well, I have it on slide 3. I'll give you two implications of this word, how you live the Christian life as a resident alien.
所以就话有两点我哋要学习，我哋作为基督徒嘅喺呢个地上成为呢个居民嘅咩意思呢？
One implication, which John Bunyan spells out very clearly in his allegory, Pilgrim's Progress, is we are pilgrims.
就话第一样嘢就系话我哋其实就喺呢个地上嘅客旅。
This is a related word we don't talk about enough, certainly in a modern church.
在现今的教会当中很少是这样讲解。
Being exiles means we're not home yet.
我们说被流亡的意思就是说我们不在我们自己本家。
We're on our way home.
但我们 是向着回家的道路。
That means our lives are being lived out here as pilgrims, as exiles, as resident aliens.
所以我们作为基督徒，我们过着现在地上的生命，只是过着一个好像一个旅客的身份，或者一个流亡的身份。
And this is very profound because what this means in your Christian life is you'll never be completely satisfied here. Never.
So,
the implication is you will struggle. Things will never be just right. You'll always feel, I haven't been able to get on top of this or top of that in this life.
所以我们生命当中会充满着这个挣扎，我们经常会觉得我怎么样能够去爬上最高。
That's why there's this gnawing inside you. There's an emptiness. There's a gnawing. There's something missing.
所以我作为基督徒的生命当中，我们在生命当中很多时有好些有些东西我们有所缺乏。
That's because we're exiles. There will be struggles all during the Christian life.
因为我们生命，我们过一条嘅生命，我们过住咁嘅生命嘅时候，我哋系当中入边系仍然都系有空嘅地方。
And do you know why?
点解咧？
You can't understand what it means to be exiled unless you understand what home is. You have to understand what home is.
因为若然我们唔能够明白咩叫喺边一度系我哋真正屋企嘅时候，我哋唔能够明白我哋咩叫做过住呢个嘅流亡嘅生活。
Ultimate, real home would be a place in which everything fit. The deepest longings of your soul, everything fit just nicely.
我哋真正嘅屋企就系话嗰个地方系真系充满咗呢个最深嘅爱，我哋最深嘅喺我哋灵嘅当中。
That means you would have complete love, complete rest.
喺去到嗰个点嘅时候，就话我哋完全嘅有一个嘅爱。
And the Holy Bible is filled with stories to tell us what an exile looks like.
而圣经就话俾我哋知，就话好嘅地方，我哋其实喺地上系过住一个流亡嘅生活。
Just read about Abraham. Abraham was an exile.
就话佢睇位个亚伯拉罕，佢嘅生命就系一个流亡嘅生命。
The people of God began as exiles.
神嘅子民由从开始都已经系一个流亡嘅生活。
God commands Abraham, leave. Leave your home. Leave your country.
神去叫亚伯拉罕你离开你嘅国家。
And the people of God were in exile in Egypt and then in Babylon.
神嘅子民佢被放逐，佢哋喺流亡喺呢个嘅埃及，而之后喺巴比伦。
Now some of you might say, well, Wilson, that's Old Testament. That's Israel.
牧师，你所讲嘅只系一个旧约嘅意思，就讲呢个以色列。
But Israel's a microcosm of what? The human race.
但其实就话以色列嘅国家，佢所经历嘅生命就系我哋人嘅生命嘅缩影。
You know what the Bible's about, right?
大家都知道其实圣经系讲乜嘢。
Where does the Bible start? In Genesis, right?
圣经系边度开始？就系话呢个创世纪。
And what happened? What happened in the first few chapters of Genesis?
呢个创世纪嘅头嗰几章系所讲嘅乜嘢咧？
What does it tell you at the beginning?
就开头所讲嘅乜嘢咧？
We're in exile.
就话当时就话阿当阿娃，我哋人嘅始祖就话已经系被放逐。
It's our fault. We lost paradise. We were in paradise.
就话从此嘅我哋系其实本身系喺一个嘅伊甸园嘅当中一个好嘅地方。
But because we didn't want God and we didn't want to listen to God, we were expelled from the garden.
但因为人嘅犯罪，佢唔想去听神嘅话语，去被神去驱逐。
And this world now is no longer your home.
所以呢个世界唔会再系你生命当中嘅家。
You know that. You don't need me to tell you that.
其实你都知道噶。
This world is filled with death.
呢个世界系充满着死亡。
It's not supposed to be that way.
系唔应该咁样嘅。
We're always losing loved ones.
我哋喺生命当中，我哋好多时，我哋生命侧边嘅人，我哋会系失去咗佢生命。
We're always losing love.
我哋会好多时会失去我哋生命当中嘅爱。
Evil is always on top of good.
好多时就系话呢个嘅黑暗，呢个嘅罪恶系战胜。
That's because this world does not fit us.
所以话呢个世界其实唔系对我哋生命系唔啱嘅。
Or to put it simply, as the Bible puts it, the world is not our home.
所以就话你嘅意思就话呢个世界我所居住嘅地方唔系我哋真正嘅生命。
Now I know some. Are you here and some listening out there? Right in internet land, they don't you don't believe in God. You don't believe the Bible.
有啲人佢会相信就话我唔相信圣经所讲嘅说话。
And if you don't believe in God, you don't believe in Bible, you think this world is all there is.
如果你唔相信神系你嘅神嘅时候，你会觉得就话呢个世界就系咁样。
and you think this is the only world. This is it. So go for it.
所以就有啲人会觉得就话呢个世界就系我所拥有噶啦。
Yet let me ask you a question. If you think that, why are you so unhappy?
所以就话若然你系唔相信圣经所讲嘅说话，你仍然觉得系呢个世界就系你所拥有嘅时候，我想问你一个问题就系话，点解你仍然都系咁唔开心咧？
The Bible's answer is you're an exile, and you don't even know it. You're an exile, you don't even know it.
圣经就话俾我知就话，因为我哋其实过住一个流亡嘅生活，所以就算我哋过住呢个世界，我哋唔开心，我哋自己都唔知。
You're gonna have to answer that question. Why are you so unhappy?
我哋要去问自己嘅问题，点解我哋生命当中系咁充满着唔开心咧
？Especially if your worldview is secular, you know, if this is the only world, if this is home, why are you so unhappy?
就话喺呢个嘅世界当中，原来你系有钱嘅人，点解仍然都系咁唔开心咧
？Why does death crush us? Why do we have to mourn? We have to mourn for several months, years.
点解人嘅死亡我哋会咁伤心？就算系伤心到好似要过住几年几要都系咁伤心嘅时候。
Why don't we say, "Oh, who cares?"Loved one's gone, so what? Why don't we say that?
点解我哋唔会话哦死咪死咯咁样？点解唔会再咁讲咧？
Because this is not our home.
因为呢个世界唔系我哋嘅我哋嘅始终。
We don't say that because we know that's wrong.
我哋唔会咁讲，因为我哋知道其实系错嘅。
And if you were adapted to this world, sickness and death wouldn't bother you, but it certainly does bother you, right?
若然你系咁，其实睇嘅时候就系话呢个死亡其实系好影响到你。
I hope you see that. That.Tells you the Bible's true. It tells you this is not our home.
圣经话俾我哋知就系话呢个世界其实唔系我哋嘅所居住嘅地方，真正居住嘅地方，我哋嘅家。
Yet many of us are in denial. We're in denial of that truth.
我哋好多时我哋去拒绝去相信。
Why are we in exile here in this world?
点解我哋喺呢个世界当中系流亡咧
？Well, the Bible says the reason is because we were created.For fellowship with God.
我哋本身我哋被创造嘅系同神有呢个嘅团契嘅生活。
If you want to know where true home is, it's in the arms of God.
我哋真正嘅家系同神嘅一齐。
Our true home is found in the face of God.
我哋真正嘅家系喺神嘅面去揾到。
And as you'll see on slide 4, true home is in His presence.
真正嘅家就系话有神嘅存在。
And that's the reason why Psalm 90, for example, says God is our dwelling place.
所以喺个诗篇入边讲就话神就系我哋嘅避难所。
You know, Isaac Watts, a famous hymn writer of a past century, writes a hymn that's about the saying, "God is our eternal home."
所以就讲就话诗人都讲就话神就系我哋嘅避难所，系我哋嘅居所。
And Isaac Watts summarizes Psalm 90 verses 1-5 in a beautiful way.
咁咧，個詩人就係咁去講解。
And I'll try to sing it. I'm not very much of a singer, but he says, "Our God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home."
我冇中文版本，唔记得写。
We're told, come on, Ken, you gotta sing it. So we're told someday God is going to, in a sense, return. He's going to return.
就话神会最终嘅会翻嚟。
His presence will cover the earth the way the waters cover the bottom of the sea.
神会再翻嚟去遮盖呢个地方，就好似呢个水去遮盖呢个嘅海洋。
God will get rid of death.He'll get rid of suffering.
神会再翻嚟嘅时候，会搦开晒呢啲嘅死亡，搦开晒所有嘅苦痛。
He'll make this world, the new heavens and new earth,
a home again. 就有一个新天新地。
Do you know what that means? He's going to fix everything. He'll fix every wrong that you faced.
就话咩意思？就话佢再次翻嚟嘅时候，会去解决所有嘅问题。
And you know that's home, right? That's home.
呢个就系家。
But until then, everybody, even if you're a Christian, you aren't home yet.
所以话除非耶稣基督佢再翻嚟嘅时候，呢时间嘅之前就系我哋仲未翻到家。
And that's why one of the implications of exile is you're always on a pilgrimage, a journey.
所以就話我哋喺呢個地上嘅時候，我哋係一個客旅嘅身份，我哋係一個經歷咗呢個嘅旅客嘅身份。
Things will never be what you want them to be.
我所過住嘅生命唔會係你所想嘅咁樣過。
Right, life doesn't fit. It's like, you know, fitting around, circling a square peg, right?
我哋會過住嘅生命呢係好似好多嘢呢都好多障礙。
Of course, there's some better times and there's some worse times, right?
當然嘅，我哋有高高低低嘅生命。
Nevertheless, you're still on a journey. You're still on a pilgrimage homeward bound.
但係其實我過住呢個客旅嘅身份，喺呢個地上客旅嘅身份，我哋有過住高高低低嘅挫折。
And as you see on slide 4, the same slide, you're on your way homeward, but you're in exile.
所以我過住一個喺個地上流亡嘅身份，但係我哋嘅最終嘅係翻到去呢個家。
And you'll never really understand your own life until you understand that you're on this journey. You're a pilgrim.
所以你要知道，你承认你自己喺地上嘅身份系一个客旅嘅身份，你先至能够去明白点样去过住一个流亡嘅生活。And
so that's the first implication of being exiles. We are all pilgrims on a journey.
所以我哋要明白，我哋作为基督徒嘅身份喺地上，我哋过住一个客旅嘅身份。Now
Peter points out that there's a test. There's a test for you and I as to whether we're actually living in this way as resident aliens.
咁彼得佢講解就話喺當中入邊，我哋其實有一個測試，我哋睇到我哋自己係咪其實過住一個嘅流亡嘅生命。I
just explained how we should live as Christians here as resident aliens.
所以話我頭先我講嘅就話，我哋作為一個嘅居民嘅身份，喺地上居民嘅身份，我哋作為基督徒應該點樣去過？
But the next obvious question, and it's on slide 5, is how? How do you know? That's a test, right? How do you know if you're living your life in a God-pleasing way?
而第二個問題就係話，我點樣先知道我哋過嘅生命，我哋呢個基督徒嘅生命係神所喜悅嘅咧？
Well, look again at the text, verses 11 and 12.
我哋再睇經文第十一同十二節。
What is Peter thinking? What is Peter saying to us?
咁彼得佢所講係乜嘢啫？
Verse 11, dear friends, I urge you as foreigners and exiles to live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us.
他說你們作外邦人中應當品行端正，叫那些毀謗你們是作惡的，因看見你們的好行為，便是監察的日子榮耀歸於神。
You see, if you're an exile, and if you're living a good life as an exile, two things will happen.
所以說你仍然過著一個流亡的生命，在這個地方的時候，有兩件事會發生。
And they'll happen simultaneously at once.
所以說有兩件事會同時發生。
Again, it's the answer is in verse 12, the latter part. I'll read in the NIV again.
答案就在第12節。
Though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us.
就話喺個第十二節講就話，叫那些毀謗你們是作惡的，因看見你們的好行為，便在監察的日子歸榮耀給神。
Do you see what Peter is saying?
你聽到彼得佢所講嘅説話咧？
If you're living the life you ought to be living, first of all, you will be accused. The world will accuse you.
就話若然你係過住應該要過嘅生命。 一個基督徒的生命，这个世界会指控你。
That means the world will misunderstand you as a Christian.
作为基督徒的，这个世界会误解你。
You will be offensive to people around you.
你所做的事，或者你做的什么都好，可能会对其他人有觉得不舒服。
They will think you're strange.
那些人会觉得你所做的事很怪。
And some people will think you're dangerous. You're dangerous to society.
有些人仲會覺得佢話你作為基督徒，你咁樣做嘢對呢個社會更加有危險。
Again, Christians want to please the Lord with their lives, right?
但係其實基督徒嘅生命，佢所做嘅嘢，想係討好神嘅喜慕。
Let me give you some examples. For instance,
我俾幾樣嘅例子你。
The secular worldview says to live the way you want. Just live the way you want, as long as it doesn't affect anyone else, right? Live the way you want, for this life is all there is.
因为世界告诉我们，我们过着嘅生命，总之唔好影响到别人嘅时候。
We live in a sex-crazed society, right?
但我们知道我们活着这个其实是充满着性爱的世界。
What's the secular worldview of sex?
这个世界告诉我们怎么样去看性呢?
Sex, according to the world, is recreation, pleasing yourself.
这个世界告诉我们性呢，其实就好像可以很取悦的，是给自己有快乐。
That's why we're in a sex-crazed society, where all things go, right?
所以呢，这个世界话俾我哋知咧，系OK嘅，性系好简单嘅。
God says in His Word that sex is good in marriage between a husband and wife.
但系圣经话俾我清楚话俾我哋知，就系话性只系喺个夫妇当中，一个婚姻当中入边系好嘅。
And if you say that to a secular person today, they'll think you're strange.
但如果你咁样讲嘅时候，同啲非基督徒嘅或者人去讲嘅时候，你所讲嘅说话，你咁样去睇性，你好似好怪喎。
Here's another contrast. The world says you should get back, or at least get even, those who do you wrong.
另一个例子，譬如说，这个世界有人对你做得不对的事情，你应该要去以牙还牙，或者最少都应该打平分。
In contrast, God clearly says to forgive your enemies. In fact, God says to love your enemies.
但圣经告诉我们，我们需要去宽恕我们得罪我们的人，更加要去爱我们的敌人。
Here's another example. Christians are called to serve others.
另一个例子就是说，我们作为基督徒嘅，我需要去侍奉其他人。
The world says, look out for yourself.
但这个世界告诉我们，我们应该为自己，应该为先。
God says, be generous. Give what you have to the point that it affects your living standard.
神叫我们要去慷慨，去照顾一些穷人。
Give to further the kingdom of God. Give to help people. Give to the poor.
我们作为基督徒的，我们要去照顾这些穷人，我们要给出我们所拥有的去照顾他们。
The world says, get rich. Enjoy yourself because this is all there is.
但是这个世界告诉我们，我们需要去赚多些钱，去有钱，去过着一个开心快活的生命。
As you'll see on slide 6, getting back to verses 11 and 12, what Peter is saying is, He says, not only will the world think you're strange, they will also, as the text says, see your good deeds and glorify God.
刚才所看的就是说，若然你是这样做的时候，你这样去过你这个基督徒的生命的时候，这个世界会看你觉得好像很怪，但同一个时间去看到你的好行为，他们会知道你是荣耀神。
What that really means is some people in every culture, if you're living like you should, they'll be really upset with you.
有些地方的时候，有些人会觉得你所过的生命会好像很影响到他们，他们不开心，看到你这样过。
They will really be offended. They'll be angry at you.
他们可能会很憎你，你这样的基督徒。
But at the same time, other people are going to see the beauty of God in you because you're doing good. They'll see the beauty of God to you, and you know what? Some of them will come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord.
有些人看到你这样去过的生命的时候，会觉得好奇怪。他们反而有兴趣，看到为什么你能够去这样过的呢？反而会觉得他们会去追求，去寻求神。
And so living the good life, according to Peter, according to God, is living as exiles.
所以就说我们这样过的生命的时候，彼得所讲就说我们过着一个流亡的生命。
Again, it means that you're extraordinarily offensive and incredibly attractive at the same time.
所以就话我哋过住呢个流亡嘅生命，就系话我哋作为基督徒嘅，好似好得罪人，但系同时嘅都好吸引人。
And so that's the test for you and I.
所以呢个就系你同我嘅一个测试。
In other words, you won't just turn people off. You'll attract some people because they see the Christ.
所以就话你咁样去过一个流亡、一个基督徒嘅生命嘅时候，你好似好得罪人，但其实亦都好吸引人。 这就是我们要看我们的生命是不是这样的呢?
Yet you won't just attract people, you'll turn people off at the same time.
我们有没有真的说都是同一时间我们是得罪的，都是同一时间吸引人呢?
Peter's referring to what Jesus spelled out very clearly in the Sermon on the Mount.
我们更加看清楚就是说，当耶稣基督去所说的，在西乃山所说的说话。
In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus has just finished talking about what? Persecution.
在伯福音里面说的就是说， 讲到耶稣基督他会被迫害。
He basically told his followers, you're going to be persecuted.
他跟他的门徒讲就说，你们会被迫害。
Again, this is right at the end of the Beatitudes.
这个就是在八福音后面最后的时候。
And then Jesus starts talking about being salt and light after he just said you're going to suffer.
就说，耶稣基督他说，你们是在痛苦的当中，但是你们要做盐做光。
As you'll see on slide 7, when he gets to that salt and light verse, he says in Matthew 5, 14a and 16, the following.
耶稣基督他讲解，就在马太福音的第五章十四节有讲。
I'm just going to paraphrase it because I'm lumping two verses together. You are the light of the world. Therefore, let your good deeds shine forth. So, and it goes on and on.
在马太福音第五章又讲，就话你哋要做呢个世界嘅光，去做盐做光，俾个世界去见到。
It's almost the same words in our text in 1 Peter 2:12, in the latter part of 2:12.
所以其实系同今日所睇嘅彼得前书第一章十二节系差唔多。
So Peter says almost exactly the same thing, that the pagans may see your good deeds and glorify God.
刚才想看到就是说,这些外邦人都会看到你的好行为,而见到是荣耀神。
So Peter's saying, not saying anything new. Peter is saying what Jesus said.
所以彼得所说的话,不是他自己所说的什么新的说话,而是耶稣基督他以前说过的说话。
If you're living the life you ought to live, that is good deeds, you will be both persecuted at the same time, you will attract people.
所以若然你是这样过你们的生命的时候,作为基督徒的,你们是会去得罪别人,你会受迫害,同一时间的,你都会去吸引到人。
Or to put it another way, you'll be outrageous and compelling at the same time.
所以就说你会令人去发指,去憎恨你,但同一时间的,你都让人去顺服。
You'll be persecuted, yet God will add to your number.
你是会被迫害,但同一时间,神会在你的教会当中去加添你的数目。
And the church will grow. Christianity will grow because you're proclaiming the gospel in word and deed.
因为你是去凭着耶稣的说话去宣讲这个信息,你们教会有成长。
Now what are good deeds? I think Jesus made that very clear.
所以什么是好的行为呢? 耶稣基督他说过。
Again, it's in the Sermon on the Mount, which we've gone over in the past.
圣经里面很清楚,里面讲解到。
Jesus there is explaining what it means to live the Christian life.
耶稣基督很清楚地说什么叫应该要过的基督徒的生命。
And he's saying, basically, if you live like this, you'll be both offensive and at the same time attractive.
说很清楚地说,你所做的行为,你所说的说话,或者你所做的事,你可能会冒犯人,但是你可能会吸引到人。
Now let me just touch briefly, because again, we can't go over the whole Sermon on the Mount. That we'd be here, you know, till February.
我们不可以完全去讲解耶稣基督他所讲的东西在这个时间,但是我们会去讲解一些例子。
But let me say this in brief, and this is on slide 8. At least 4 brief things the early Christians exhibited to their non-Christian neighbors because they lived out Jesus' Sermon on the Mount.
就是说我用4个简短的例子,就是当时的基督徒如何活出他们的生命,给这些非基督徒去看到。
I mentioned a few of these already, earlier. They practice forgiveness.
第一件事就是说他们去原谅人家。
They practice generosity to the poor of all races.
他们会对所有的人,不同的族类有慷慨。
The early Christians had the ability to be cheerful even when there was suffering and death around them.
就算他们当时基督徒受到痛苦,受到死亡的时候,他们很开心地去乐意地面对。
And they practice sexual chastity. That means sex is good in marriage only.
而第四样就是说,他们只是在婚姻上有这个爱,性爱。
And so there are the four things that Christians were radically different than their neighbors in the first century.
所以说在第一世纪当中,就是说这些基督徒所说的生命,就怎样跟他们非基督徒的不同。
And they were in some way offensive and strange, and in other ways, they were compelling.
所以说他们所过这样的生活,让人看到就说觉得很奇怪,觉得人家,为什么你们这样,但同一时间,他们都是吸引人家,让人家去相信,去了解。
Let me just briefly expand on those four things.
让我简短地去讲解这四样东西。
First, they practice forgiveness.
因为就说他们宽恕别人。
Now, it's a little hard for people to understand this if you're not from a traditional culture.
若然我们不是,因为我们文化背景当中,我们好像很难去明白。
Again, the Greco-Roman first century world that this is written in is a shame and honor culture. It's a traditional culture.
啊，呢個喺古呢個嘅希臘羅馬嘅文化當中咧，就係好著重去睇到佢哋咁本身嘅文化，就話點樣去要尊敬或者去愛佢哋嘅族類。
And in a shame and honor culture, it's understood that social stability depended on people fearing and respecting their neighbors as men and women of honor.
在这个古罗马希腊文化的文化当中就说他们怎样的去尊敬去爱戴他们的邻舍他们的人。
And so what did that mean in the first century?
即是什么意思呢在第一世纪当中。
Well, it meant if you wronged that person or anyone in that person's family, the man, right? He would take vengeance because he's a man of honor.
啊，咁就係話，譬如話喺第一世紀當中就話喺你自己本身嘅家，有人咧對你家嘅家人咧有唔做錯咩嘢咧？因為你係一個家入邊嘅男人嚇，你應該咧要去解決呢個問題。
Because the family's honor was at stake.
因為咧我要保存住我家名嘅名聲嚇，所以咧我哋要咧做個男人咧要去解決呢個問題。
In other words, a man.Or woman of honor, if you wrong them or their family, they'd come and take vengeance on the perpetrators.
所以就话佢哋睇住佢哋嘅家嘅声誉好紧要，既然有人咧对佢哋嘅家名咧有呢个嘅影响嘅，佢哋咧要作一个行动。
And in a traditional culture, that was considered to be the way that societies were kept together.
啊，依个就系当时嘅社会就系咁样去嘅维系。
Right, because the worldview was you live the way you should live because you had fear and respect for everybody.
啊，我哋需要咧就话当时第一世纪就话我哋需要咧去爱我哋嘅邻舍，我哋咧要去尊敬我哋嘅邻舍。
That's why what Christian said about forgiveness was radically different.
所以同当时嘅基督徒嘅想法好唔同。
Because Christian started to say to these people in traditional cultures, turn the other cheek, forgive 70 times 7.
而佢係基督徒，當時點講啊？聖經講就我哋要讓人哋去對我不妥嘅時候，我哋要寬恕別人，就算人哋對我70次咁去，我哋都要去饒恕別人。
Christian said, God said, don't repay evil with evil, but overcome evil with good。
神話俾我知，我哋唔可以以惡還惡，我哋咧唔可以咁樣做。
And the first century Greco-Roman people said, that's crazy.
但喺第一世紀當中時候話，哇！你咁樣俾人哋咁樣蝦嘅時候，都係唔要去反抗嘅時候，呢個唔啱。
They would push back against the Christians. They say society would fall apart.
我話基督徒若然你咁樣嘅時候咧，哇！咁個世界會呢個社會會好動亂。
Yet all the forgiveness melted the hard hearts of those traditional culture people.
所以當時基督徒佢咁樣能夠有咁大嘅一个宽恕嘅心，会影响到当时嘅社会嘅人。
And in some way, it was attractive too. All this grace, all this forgiveness.
所以当时嘅人会睇到就话，基督徒系咁样去咁宽恕别人嘅时候，觉得佢哋咧咁做咧会好影响到呢个社会系好唔啱。但同一时间睇到佢话，佢点解能够有咁大嘅爱咧，又好吸引人。
The early Christians also practiced generosity.
第二样嘢就系话，当时嘅基督徒佢哋咧系好慷慨。
This astounded the Greco-Roman world.
啊，令到依个当时嘅文化、依个社会嘅地方嘅人好大嘅影响。
Christians were not just generous to their own poor; they were generous to the poor of other nationalities, other races, other nations.
而当时嘅基督徒唔单止对佢自己本土嘅人去慷慨，但系基督徒咧，佢对唔同嘅族类、唔同嘅地方嘅人都好慷慨。
Again, if you're from a traditional culture, you know how radical that is, right?
但对当时嘅地方第一世紀的人就覺得哇，咁樣好怪喎、哦。
In a shame and honor traditional culture, you basically got your identity from your family.
咁啊，佢講就話第一世紀當中嘅人咧，佢係對家庭嘅聲名好緊要。
You identified yourself with your tribe, with your blood relatives.
你應該咧會只係你應該咧要睇種啊，你自己嘅家譜入邊嘅人啊，你自己家名嘅人。
Yes, you were generous to take care of your own people if they fell into poverty.
啊！若然你係你個家裔入邊當中嘅人咧，有貧窮嘅，你係啱啊！你應該去照顧。
But it was unheard of to take care of somebody else's poverty that's outside of your tribe or outside of your blood relatives。
但係當時第一世紀就話覺得，哇！依基督徒點解可以咧去照顧其他根本就同你冇拉楞嘅人咧
？And Christians were so counterintuitive that they took care of all sorts of different races.
而當時嘅基督徒就係去照顧唔同嘅種類嘅人，唔同嘅人，唔係你家嘅人，佢都會照顧。
And the Greco-Roman world was turned upside down. They didn't know what how to deal with this?
而當時嘅社會嘅人覺得，哇！你哋呢班基督徒點解可以咁樣嘅咧？
And the reason Christians did that was Christians believed that the Bible says we're made in the image of God, the imago Dei.
而當時嘅基督徒就覺得，我哋嘅人，我哋全部嘅係因為神嘅形象而去創造。
And as I'll see on slide 9, the Bible teaches all human beings are made in the image of God.
我哋人，我哋基督徒當時相信就話，而家都係成日話。人是跟着神的形象去创造。
Think about that. Next time somebody does you wrong, and you hate that person is made in the image of God.
所以下一次你看就说，要人有人对你不好的时候，你要记得就说，那个人都是因着神的形象而去被创造。
Therefore, every human being, regardless of race, social class, capacity, talent, has a foundational privileged dignity.
所以无论边一个人，边一种类嘅人，其实都系有神嘅形象。
And historians will tell you the very idea of human rights basically comes from where? Christians.
所以你睇历史家变咗香港就话，所有嘅人嘅人权，其实好多人嘅人权、人爱都系基于基督教。
It's the doctrine of the imago Dei. You're made in the image of God.
所以我哋嘅点样去爱戴人哋，系基于我哋系每个人都系神嘅形象而创造，我哋爱其他嘅人。
The early Christians could also face death and suffering with cheerfulness because they believed what? In the future resurrection of the dead.
而第三样嘅就系话，基督徒快乐嘅去面对佢哋嘅受苦，同埋或者甚至死亡，因为佢哋相信就话日后嘅会有复活。
Their neighbors didn't believe that.They didn't belong. It was not in their culture. They didn't believe that.
而唔相信主耶稣基督嘅人咧，佢哋觉得呢样嘢冇可能嘅，佢哋唔相信。
And lastly, the Christians practiced sexual chastity. In other words, the Greeks believed the body wasn't important.
而第四样嘅就话，当时嘅基督徒佢哋咧就系只系睇呢个夫妇入边当中嘅婚姻嘅爱先系啱嘅。但系当时希腊嘅人咧，佢哋觉得咧身体咧系唔紧要嘅，冇所谓嘅。
The Greco world said the mind and the soul matter, not the body.
就话咧，当时希腊嘅人就觉得咧，最重要嘅系个灵魂，佢哋嘅思想系先重要嘅啫。
And therefore, the Greeks believed that sex is just bodily appetite.
所以咧，当时希腊人就觉得咧，身体上嘅有个性爱系冇问题嘅。
In other words, it's no big deal.
佢就话咧，冇乜所谓啦咁样。
They understood it was just getting pleasure.
唔系即系婚爱情呢啲嘅嘢，只系一个为了大家的喜乐。
But the Christians came along and said, no, no.
但基督徒的当中就会跟他们说，这些是错的。
Because sex is special between a husband and a wife in marriage. And sex is a way to make a full, total life commitment to a one person, spouse.
而圣经明很清楚讲底，就是说基督徒跟他们说，就是性只是一个应该在一个夫妇的婚姻里面的爱里面当中才应该是对的。
You don't think that was offensive? So society said you're crazy.
所以当时佢听到嘅人觉得呢啲基督徒你所讲嘅说话系好唔啱听嘅。
Just like the sex crazed society today.
亦都好似今天嘅而家人点样去睇嘅性。
Do you see what's going on?
大家睇唔睇到呢啲问题咧
？Historically, the Christians were persecuted. They were killed for their faith. Christianity grew, spread like crazy.
而所以话当时嘅基督徒佢哋会被迫害、被杀害，但同一时间嘅佢哋都系基督教有成长，更加嘅成长得好犀利。
Rodney Starks in his book The Rise of Christianity, Rodney Starks not a Christian, he's a sociologist. He writes in his book, a New York Times bestseller, they were both offensive and attractive.
就话当时讲到话，当时基督徒佢哋同一时间嘅好似好冒犯佢所相信嘅嘢。令到人哋觉得好冒犯，但同一时间嘅都好吸引人。
This principle of living the Christian life according to the Sermon on the Mount is a universal rule.
所以话基督徒点样去过呢个生命系好紧要。
Now it looks a little different in each respective culture.
所以话我哋要去睇唔同嘅文化都要去睇。
For example, if your neighbor today is from the Middle East, they'll look at the way Christians view sex and marriage and they'll say that's pretty good.
如果你有个朋友，你个邻居是中东嚟嘅，你要睇嗰啲人咧，佢哋会睇就话，哦，你基督徒嘅去睇个婚姻，睇个性都唔错啊。
But that same Middle Eastern neighbor, is going to see that you're forgiving those who hate you, they'll look at that and say, hey, that's weak.
但是呢如果中东的人呢看你说、哦、你去这样去饶恕得罪你的人呢、啊、你这帮基督徒呢是很软弱。
They'll look at the fact that God is in the restoration business, the forgiveness basis, the grace business, and they'll say, that's terrible, that's wrong.
那些中东人会看就说原来你这样去相信去过的时候你们这帮基督徒是很软弱的一帮人。
But if you talk to your other neighbor who's a secularist, a progressive in New York City, you know what? They're going to say the other way around, right?
对，例如你是你的邻居是现在纽约市的一个普通的居民。
Those secular people will like what you say about forgiveness, but they'll say you're crazy when you talk about sexual chastity.
第二呢，让你的邻居是现在的普通的纽约市的居民。他觉得哇你这样说不可以有婚外情你好像都傻傻地的。
The secular people like the idea of forgiveness, though they don't practice it, they like it.
现今的社会的人会觉得你所去宽恕别人是好的但是呢说要真的去做呢就不好了这样。
But when Christians speak out that saying sex is good in marriage only between husband and wife, they say you're offensive, you're crazy.
所以呢若然你去同人哋分享嘅时候你作为基督徒会话哦性应该系只系喺一个婚姻入面当中系啱嘅。其他人会听到就觉得啊你哋呢班基督徒所讲嘅嘢唔好啱听。
And so as you'll see on slide 10, you know what that means?
咁即系话咩意思呢
?The Bible really is not the product of any one culture, it's really from God.
呢个世界话俾我哋知圣经话俾我哋知就话我哋嘅所应该点样去行唔系基于呢度嘅文化而系基于神。
And if,That is the case, and I believe it is, then you would have in every culture something in the Bible that offends you.
所以原来我们是明白就是说我们所相信的是基于从神而来的所以我们所做的一切可能的真的都会 去冒犯别人。
But there'll be other parts of the Bible that you'll just embrace and attract to.
但其实同一时间你所做的行为也都能够吸引到人。
But it's different.For everyone, right? Depending on your culture.
所以说是基于你不同身边的人的文化或者他的看法 你会是你所做的事会是影响怎么影响到人。
That's why biblical truth is universal.
所以说圣经所教导的是一个真正的律法。
So as we wrap up, let me ask you then a tough question. How are you doing with the test?
所以我们去问我们自己的问题就是说我们怎样即是在这个试验当中我们怎样做得好呢
I hope you seriously consider the test.
我希望大家能够真的好看到这个对我们生命当中的测试。
Because I would have to say most Christians are either offensive but never attractive.
所以当我们看我们生命的时候我们呢很多时候我们作为基督徒好像我们很多时候是冒犯人但是就不要吸引人。
Because they just all talk.
因为他只是很多时候只是去讲。
They talk a lot.About their faith.
他们讲很多东西是讲他自己的信心。
That makes them pretty offensive.
所以人家听到的时候觉得就很冒犯。
That's why they get a lot of pushback.
所以觉得很多人就不太 想再听。
In other cases, some of you are attractive but not offensive.
但另一些人呢就好像又不同就说一些人呢一些基督徒呢他很吸引人但是呢就他所做的事不会去冒犯人。
Because you're keeping a too low of a profile.
为什么呢因为他所过的生命呢就觉得哎不要被人看到。
You're kind of going along with the crowd.
就说哎人家说什么都跟着啦无所谓啦。
And just go along with what the world says.
这个世界说什么都一起听一下啦。
That's why the church is weak. The church is weak because we're neither offensive nor attractive.
所以教会会变成一个很软弱的教会。因为他们所做的行为他们所过的生命令到人家不会是很冒犯又不是很吸引人。
If nobody's attracted to your Christian faith and character, if nobody's offended and upset because you're a Christian, you're not like Jesus. You're not like Jesus.
所以就说若然你所过的一个基督徒的生命不是可以令到人家觉得不耐烦会冒犯人的时候也都不会是很吸引人的时候你不是真的真正的去跟随耶稣。
Because what did they do to Jesus?
他们怎么去对耶稣基督?
You know, the one who had tremendous courage and tremendous compassion.
因为耶稣基督佢有一个完全嘅一个嘅勇敢。
The one who left home, who became an exile, who left paradise, he didn't have to. He left there to come born poor, born in a sinful world.
耶稣基督佢自己亲自嘅嚟到呢个世界，佢能够选择去贫穷，佢选择嘅喺个地上嘅生活。
Talk about being exiled. He was banished from even God the Father on the cross. God the Father turned his face away from God the Son on the cross.
佢选择一个流亡嘅生活，佢选择被父神去抛弃喺个地上嘅生活。
And Jesus stayed on the cross till it is finished.
但系佢留喺呢个世上，系留喺个地上去过一生命，去遵守呢个生命，去钉喺十字架上。
It's because he lost his home.So that you could find your way homeward bound.
佢去放弃自己嘅家，但系所以嘅，我哋能够去寻找到真正嘅家。
He even appeased God's holy wrath for our sins as he hung there, taking every drop, every dreg of God's holy wrath.
耶稣基督去承受所有一切嘅痛苦，系从神嘅父神嘅惩罚。耶稣基督一一嘅披上。
Or to simply put it, he took the exile that you deserve.
意思就系话佢去接受我哋应该要接受嘅一个流亡嘅生命。
So that we could have a true and lasting home.
因为佢所做嘅一切，我哋先至能够去真正嘅去翻到一个本家。
And so there's hope if you fail the test. You just have to look at the power.Of the cross.
所以我希望你睇到呢个嘅我哋生命当中基督徒嘅一个测试，我哋需要去望着呢个嘅基督。
But they have to have a faith view and see the power for yourself.
我哋需要呢个信心，我哋需要去睇到神呢个能力。
And then you'll have the courage and the compassion to live the Christian life.
咁我先至能够我哋有呢个勇敢，有呢个能力去跟随耶稣基督。
Father, we thank you for your word. We know that these are really tough words that Peter has for us.
主要去感谢你俾我哋去睇到呢个彼得所讲嘅说话。
But Lord, therefore are good, and so we pray that you would seal them by your Spirit in our hearts today.
所以我哋求主你俾我哋能力去睇到你嘅话语同我哋心入边去讲说话。
That we would be compassionate as well as courageous to the world around us.
所以我哋嘅心入边，我哋都充满住呢个爱心，呢个同情心，但系都需要着你俾我哋嘅勇敢去面对。
Caring for those around us, yet telling others about the gospel.
让我哋去勇敢嘅去同其他人去讲你所嘅俾我哋嘅福音。
Father, give us all strength to do that today.
主啊，求你俾我哋能力去做到。
Have mercy on us, O God.
求主俾怜悯我哋。
In Jesus' name.Amen.
祈祷奉教主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。